This is a nightmare. Masked agents hopping out of cars surrounding U.S. citizens. Protests against ICE's occupation of Minneapolis are growing larger than expected. Look at this massive crowd of peaceful protesters with signs exercising their First Amendment rights. While this is happening, simultaneously in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Border Patrol agents are surging into the city. Trump is sending more federal agents, and they are continuing to abuse their power. This video went viral from this afternoon while protests were breaking out across the city. Watch this.
Go down the window. Go down the window. Hey, this is gonna be your one and final warning. You continue to do what you're doing, you will be arrested.
So this guy says this is going to be your one and final warning, which doesn't even make sense. This guy is clearly an idiot, an overly aggressive idiot who has a mask which emboldens him. And then later on in this video, this guy is essentially brandishing his gun, standing there. While everyone goes back, he just stands there to intimidate them with his gun up in the air. These are overly aggressive people who should not have this much power. To continue, Mayor Jacob Frey then goes on stage and tells a story of ICE agents who are absolute idiots. They arrested somebody and left the car and drive. They didn't put the car in park, and a car begins driving down the street. Take a listen.
So, just to give you another example of how reckless some of these actions are, maybe 12 blocks from here, 10 blocks from here, over on 3rd Avenue, there was an ICE action that took place. An individual from a car that was in the middle of a pretty significant street was detained. They left the car in the middle of the street. The car wasn't even in park, and so you've got this vehicle that is just rolling down the street with nobody in it. And it wasn't a Waymo. This was a car that was rolling down the street that could have hit anybody, including my own family members that live not too far from me. And so this is not about safety, clearly. If this was about safety, you wouldn't do stupid things like that. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody has gotten killed. And so that's not the route as to how you do any of these exercises productively or safely. And so that's what we're seeing. Yes.
And you know what? I want to continue to show you guys ICE videos, not only from the past day, from the past few days, but from the past 6 months to illustrate why people are so angry. This video has been going viral from roughly 24 hours ago. An officer was seen pointing his gun directly at a protester for no reason. He pulls out his pistol and points it at the head of what looks to be maybe an old woman.
Oh shit, he's got his gun. He pulled out his fucking...
When you give human beings this much power, when you give them weapons and masks and supposed criminal immunity, absolute immunity, then this is what happens. The Stanford prison experiment has shown that people get overly aggressive and abuse their power immediately. This should not be a left or a right thing. I don't care if you are a Republican voter, if you are a Democratic voter. This supersedes that. This is bigger than that. This is an American thing. If you're an American who cares about your constitutional rights, cares about your ability to go outside without having a gun pointed at your face, if you care about your ability to not have your grandma's ribs cracked because some ICE agent gets angry at her, then you should be participating or at least supporting these protests.
That's absolutely right, Alex. Last time we chatted, I said it was hundreds, maybe thousands. Right now, it's definitely thousands. The crowd has grown larger and larger. People demanding ICE out, ICE out. You hear the chanting nonstop for already an hour now, Alex. Now, there are plenty of different chants, some with flowery language, plenty of signs, a lot of those signs with words that could cost me my job if I read them out loud. But
I can say them. They won't cost me my job. They say, fuck ICE. They say, get the fuck out of our city, ICE. There are multiple really great signs. We will never fear you. That one is great. Respect existence. Expect resistance. I like that one a lot. We can say it on independent media. So make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. Drop a like, subscribe. continue to help boost our videos. Look at this protester who got interviewed who has a great sign.
PG sign. Thank you, Patrick, for
that.
Walk me through this sign for people who don't know Star Wars. What does this mean to you right now?
Well, our current government reminds me of the Galactic Empire from Star Wars. You have a guy that wants to be the supreme ruler, the emperor, his second in command, that'll do whatever he says to do, whether it's right or wrong. A lot of wrong lately, especially what we saw here with Ms. Good and what happened to her. And masked law enforcement officials. I had never seen those outside of Star Wars until ICE showed up.
This is pretty damn accurate right here. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is focused on everything happening abroad. I'm checking his Truth Social account, and 2 hours ago he posted, quote, "I love the Venezuelan people, and I'm already making Venezuela rich and safe again." Dude, the same regime is still standing. He then posted, "Iran is looking at freedom, perhaps like never before. I support the people of Iran too, but dude, focus on your domestic problems. You have people driving to work and getting handcuffed by ICE. You have ICE agents abusing their power. Watch this video that went viral a while back. This guy ended up being a U.S. citizen who was racially profiled, chased down, and cornered by ICE.
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Yes,
what's up with you? What's up, man? What's up with me?
This is a nightmare. Masked agents hopping out of cars surrounding U.S. citizens.
I don't know what they own with me, bro. I got cameras. I got cameras, y'all tweaking. Y'all got the right to what?
Look it, they begin to chase him down at the end and quite literally surround him.
I got cameras.
That is some wild stuff. That is terrifying. I like this post. It says, horrifying. Protester in an unmarked car rolls down his window to pepper spray a poor ICE agent. And watch. No, he pepper sprays the poor ICE agent. But wait a minute. That's actually an ICE agent in an unmarked vehicle that pepper sprayed someone holding a cell phone. Now, if you showed a conservative this and you literally just told them the narrative that this is a protester in a car pepper spraying an ICE agent, they would be like, that is messed up. You better respect our law enforcement and not interfere in their process. But then if you told them the reality, that's an ICE agent in an unmarked car, they'd be like, well, that protester was probably causing some sort of noise disturbance. And this is exactly why Axios dropped an article, Americans sour on ICE immigration crackdown after the shootings. Americans now disapprove of ICE and support protests against the agency, according to a new poll conducted the same day Renee Nicole Good was shot. Do you approve or disapprove of how ICE is handling its job? We have 39% of Americans approving. That is still too many. But somewhat disapprove is 12. Strongly disapprove is 40. Not sure is 10. So 52% of Americans disapprove compared to 39% who do approve. And right here, in response to ICE, Jonathan Ross' cold-blooded murder of Renee Nicole Good, the ICE Out for Good protests, vigils, and events are planned for today and tomorrow against the pedophile Fuhrer and his murderous Gestapo. Right there, you see. There are protests, vigils, and events planned for January 10th and 11th, today and tomorrow, against Donald Trump and his murderous Gestapo. You see many in California, many in major cities and hubs in Chicago and Illinois, even in Indiana. Wherever you are, there are protests that you can look up around you. I love you all. Continue the pro-democracy fight. Drop a like below. Drop a blue heart and peace out.